April 1st, 1922. The pain of the privation of Jesus surpasses any pain. The most humiliating step of the passion of Jesus was to be clothed and treated like a madman. Each pain that Jesus suffered was nothing other than the echo of the pains that creatures deserved. I'm going through most bitter days because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. And if he makes himself seen, it is almost like flesh that flies past. What pain, what torment. My mind was gloomed by the thought that my life, my all, would never come back again. Ah, everything is over for me. What shall I do to find him again? To whom shall I turn? Ah, no one is moved to pity for me. While I was thinking of this and other things, my lovable Jesus came and told me, poor daughter of mine, how much you suffer. Your painful state surpasses even the state of the purging souls. In fact, if these are without me, it is the sins with which they see themselves smeared that prevent them from seeing me. And they themselves do not dare to come before me, because before my infinite sanctity, there's not a tiny flaw that can stand before my presence. And if I permitted this, their being in front of me, it would be the greatest torment for them, such as to surpass the very pains of hell. The greatest torture I could give to a soul would be to keep her stained before me. So, in order not to torture her more, first I let her be purged, and then I admit her to my presence. But between me and the little daughter of my will, it is not the sins that prevent me from making myself seen. It is my justice that places itself between me and her. Therefore, your pain of not seeing me surpasses any other pain. Poor daughter, courage. You have had my same lot. How terrible are the pains of justice. And I can share them with one who lives in my will, because it takes a divine strength to bear them. But do not fear. I will come back soon, according to the usual way. Let the rays of justice touch the creatures. My justice, too, must follow its course, nor will you be able to sustain it all. Then I will be with you as before. But in spite of this, I do not leave you. I, too, know that you cannot be without me. Therefore, I will remain in the depth of your heart, and we will plead together. Then, afterwards, I continued the hours of the Passion, and I followed my sweet Jesus in the act in which he was clothed and treated like a madman. My mind wandered in this mystery, and Jesus told me, my daughter, the most humiliating step of my passion was precisely this, being clothed and treated like a madman. I became the amusement of the Jews, their rag. Greater humiliation my infinite wisdom could not bear. Yet it was necessary that I, Son of God, suffer this pain. Man, by sinning, becomes mad. Greater madness there cannot be. And from the king he becomes the slave in the amusement of most vile passions that tyrannize him and, more than a madman, chain him as they please, casting him into mud and covering him with the most filthy things. Oh, what great madness sin is! In this state, man could never be admitted before the Supreme Majesty. Therefore, I myself wanted to bear this pain, so humiliating, in order to impetrate for man that he would get out of this state of madness, offering myself to the Celestial Father to bear the pains that their madness deserved. Each pain I suffered in my passion was nothing other than the echo of the pains that creatures deserved. That echo boomed over me and subjected me to pains, to scorns, to derisions, to mockeries, and to all torments.